Been all kinds of country stretching back through the years, and we all owe a debt to those first pioneers. So we sing it with passion and we sing it with love, then we pass on the baton to the ones coming up. There's all kinds of country sung in all kinds of ways. The music moves on, but the memories stay. They leave us a debt we could never repay. There's all kinds of country we're singing today. There's all kinds of country, and they all play their part. You know that it's country if it comes from the heart. It's hard times and hunger, it's sunshine and rain. It's loving and losing, and loving again. There's all kinds of country sung in all kinds of ways. The music moves on, but the memories stay. And they leave us a debt we could never repay. There's all kinds of country we're singing today. There's all kinds of country with all kinds of sounds, and the music keeps changing as each year rolls round. But it'll be in the future like it was from the start. You know that it's country and it comes from the heart. There's all kinds of country sung in all kinds of ways. The music moves on, but the memories stay. They leave us a debt we can never repay. There's all kinds of country we're singing today. They leave us a debt we could never repay. There's all kinds of country we're singing today.
Good morning. A tad late this morning. No one else's fault except mine this morning. I left, as most of you would know, I'm asthmatic, so I flew out the door this morning because Diesel wanted to go, you know, the good mother thing. Took the dog, but forgot to take me, so to speak. So had to fly back around again and grab the asthma spray after I took the Diesel lift his leg. So hence why I'm a little bit late this morning. I do apologise. But we are here, and our special guest, I left her out on Broadway this morning, and I've put her from across the road, mix up with communication. My fault. Nobody else's. We were talking to Ali last week, and I had in my head, because of New Zealand, that Kel was from New Zealand, but she's not. She's from up the other side of the mountains, up a little town called Lithgow. And good morning.
Good morning, Barb. How are you?
How was the trip down from Lithgow this morning?
It was awesome.
You would have left a sparrow's fart, I'm assuming.
I did, actually. It was about two, so normally when, you know, you're going to bed after a big night out, I was heading out for a day.
A big
in
day.
In the big smoke, yeah.
Now,
so here I am.
According to Facebook, you've got a very big day.
I know.
You go from here across to Ryde, and then from Ryde you go back up home.
Correct.
To Lithgow, and then Lithgow you're...
out to Bathurst tonight for a gig at the Dudley Hotel, so...
There's no rest for the wicked or the weary.
I know. I might be...
getting a little
of
a nana-nap in there somewhere?
I hope so. Hopefully not when I'm driving, but definitely when I get home, yeah.
But that the back end of Lithgow is gorgeous. I mean, to say you've got to go up through those little towns. Is it Rydal, the little town up that way?
You can go through Rydal, like if you go kind of the back roadway, but you got Rydal, Taranar, Hampton, all those little pretty places.
I remember going to Rydal pub donkeys years ago, and if you blink at the Rydal, this is probably about as big as the Rydal pub.
You're probably correct.
And, you know, and the barman went, the bloke who owned the pub went to bed and left us all in there. And said, left the till open and just said, help yourself.
Yep, that's the way to go, isn't it, really? Always a good night's end like that, I think.
There you go. And, of course, it's also up that neck of the woods that was mining country. So you got Mike Fettler, the fiddler, from up that way.
Is that dark corner? Is he out that way?
Yeah, he's out that way. And then also, Rex Dallas was out that neck of the woods from where?
Willera Wang.
Thank you.
Or Wang. Just call it Wang. Wang. It's easier to get you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cup of tea this morning. I need the false teeth back in again. But anyway, Kel's here this morning because you've got a brand new song out at the moment called "Coming Home."
I have.
Tell us a bit about you.
Wow, a bit about me. I think it's probably only been the last 4 years that I've been singing and performing. I've obviously played in a few cover bands as a youngster. Had a bit of a break there for a few years.
What made you see the light that's come across to the dark side of country music?
The dark side, I know. Oh, when I wrote "Coming Home," I didn't actually kind of pen it as a country song, I guess. I think just sitting down and writing, I tend to write what comes out, or I write of how I feel or what I'm observing or about other people or what you see, I guess. And I played it to a mate of mine, Paul Denham, and I was going to do a photo shoot, and he goes, "Mate, that's a good country song there." Ooh. And I went, "Pardon? Come again?" And I'm like, "Yeah, rock country, Paul." Yeah, it's so. And I think the more I listen to country music now and sort of get across it, there's just so many different styles and genres. So I think, yeah, and then I kind of reflected about the covers that I have a look at what a singer's covers, and there's a lot of that country rock in there.
The soft stuff.
Yeah, and I am a bit of a rock chick, but I guess like I'm a country.
I wouldn't have picked that up.
Yeah.
Not with the gorgeous hairdo.
Not with the hair. This is my bed hair, actually.
I love the hairdo. I love it.
It's radio friendly.
I know, but you know, but it's good. It's good.
Thanks, man. It's
very schnazzy.
Schnazzy.
Anyway, Kel's going to be here. She's going to sit around and co-host the show with me and stick around. So speaking about rock chicks, here's one. Here's one to kick us off this morning.
I remember we were somewhere in your car. Yeah, I fell fast when you stole my heart. That long hot summer that I can't forget. I was hanging off every single word you said. Had summer on the speakers out.
That's a Kiwi chick one. That's Miss Kaylee Bell. And that's her song, of course, paying tribute to Keith Urban. Next week on the program, we will be talking to this talented young lady. This is one Miss Amber Lawrence. Don't go anywhere. Hampshire. We'll take a closer look at what happened on this day.
I want to wake up every day and love the job I'm in. Sing a little song, write a little tune, keep it all rolling. I don't have a plan B just because I should. At the end of the day, whatever they say is advice I never took. I guess I'm stubborn like that. Call it outrageous, courageous, stupid, brave and fearless. Do what you wanna, don't listen to your mother. Say it's crazy, cause maybe it's just the way it should be. Have you ever been told you're never gonna make it? Ah, that's outrageous. Outrageous, yeah. There's a little boy with a big plan up at the sky. Said I'll make it one day with the rocket I made. I'm gonna learn to fly. He'll be teased, told that dream will never be realized. When he reaches fame, they'll call his name and claim to know that guy. Oh yeah, life's funny like that. Call it outrageous.
Yes, it's outrageous, courageous. And that is one Miss Amber Lawrence. She'll be joining us on the show next week. She will be also teaming up with Melinda Schneider and a few others for next Saturday. There's a big fundraiser that's happening down at Jamboree, beginning of the school holidays. Great way to start the school holidays, by the way, if you're looking at something to do and see and all the rest of it. But there's a big event happening down at the Jamboree Action Park, which will be happening, as I mentioned, next Saturday. And it'll be featuring Melinda, her husband, Mark Gable, Amber Lawrence, and a stack of others performing down that neck of the woods. And speaking about Melinda Schneider, we're going to talk to her a little bit later on this morning. And also speaking about Amber Lawrence, if you're up in Tamworth this week, on Thursday she's got a secret album preview. And if you want to find out more details, you can find out about her on her Facebook page. She's currently up in Queensland at the moment, doing a bit of touring up that neck of the woods. But as I said, next Saturday, which will be, what are we up to next Saturday, the 13th, there's a Farmers Aid concert. As I said, take action and help our farmers down at the Jamboree Action Park. A big day out there, starting at 10 a.m. in the morning, running right through till early evening. And as I said, Mark Gable, Melinda Schneider, Reese Maston, and Amber Lawrence and a whole stack of others performing there. Book tickets online or you can get them down there and include the entry to the park, all rides and the concert. And as I said, a great day out. So, and the best part is $10 per ticket sold will be donated to the Farmers Aid Concert Appeal. So if you can help out down there next week, you can. We're going to talk to, as I said, Melinda a little bit later on, because if you're looking at birthdays, significant birthdays this week, Doris Day had one. And we're going to look at Darius Day's birthday. And we're also going to look at Miss Loretta Lynn's birthday because it's a big, huge, mind you, hers is not till next week. But we're going to take a closer look at it this week because there's a big, huge party for her over in America. She was born in 1932, back on the 14th of April. And that makes her 87. So, as I said, a big, huge concert was held, and it was like a who's who at the tribute with her. Actually, this is a bit of Miranda Lambert doing her bit to pay tribute to Loretta Lynn. Come on, baby, play. I'm waiting for the computer to join me. Go.
Thank you for inspiring me for all the advice, I guess you would, about when husbands piss you off a little bit. I'm gonna do one of those right now. It's called "Don't Let Mom Break You With Love on Your Mind."
Don't.